This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Interest rates for home mortgages are going up. Over the past year, super low rates effectively made it cheaper to buy a house, and many homeowners who've refinanced are saving hundreds of dollars each month on their mortgages. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on what the rising rates may mean for homeowners and the housing market in the new year.
The sharp move upwards in interest rates has actually caught some people in the mortgage industry off guard. Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, which tracks rates for home loans.
Mortgage rates have shot up quite surprisingly over the past month.
Sakala says that's surprising to him because this is happening at the same time that the Federal Reserve is again taking steps to keep rates low. But that hasn't stopped rates from rising.
Go figure is basically, you know, the way to look at it to some extent. You know, it's very hard to control long-term interest rates, particularly mortgage rates. The perception now is, though, we're pretty quickly heading back up to 5% in terms of long-term mortgage rates, and that's a significant departure from the 4.25% level we saw for much of the fall.
If rates keep rising, that would not be good for the housing market. But as long as they stay around 5%, that's still quite low by historical standards. Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Analytics.
At least so far, I'm not worried about the run-up in mortgage rates, at least not for the housing market or the broader economy.
Zandi thinks the rise in rates is actually a pretty good sign. He says, here's what's going on. As the Obama administration worked out a compromise in recent weeks to cut the payroll tax and extend middle-class tax cuts and unemployment benefits, that made investors more optimistic. They think it'll help stimulate consumer spending and help the economy, and that tends to push up interest rates.
The increase in interest rates is a reflection of the expectation of a better economy. That's good news. I mean, if rates were rising because people were nervous about the deficit or runaway inflation, that would be a real problem. But that's not the case here. I think this is investors thinking that better times are ahead, and thus that's a positive development.
And whether rates are at 4.2 or 4.8%, there's a bigger concern for a lot of homeowners. They would like to refinance at any rate around 5% to save money on their mortgage, but they haven't been able to qualify.
Yeah, there's about 30 million American households effectively locked out for reasons that in many cases are beyond their control.
If your house has fallen in value, or if you've lost your job, or your credit's not great, lenders don't like that. And the government-backed mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been penalizing those borrowers when they try to refinance by only offering them much higher interest rates.
Well, my proposal is just to tell Fannie and Freddie not to do that, very simply.
Other prominent economists are calling for the same thing. They say the key here is that Fannie and Freddie already guarantee those 30 million home loans. They're on the hook for them. So it actually wouldn't be any riskier for Fannie and Freddie to just let people refinance without all these penalties. And that would put more money into millions of Americans' pockets.
Well, it's great stimulus. I mean, you're lowering their monthly mortgage payments, so then they have more to spend on everything else and to make their other debt payments.
Critics say the move could mean lower profits for mortgage investors, though. And so far, the Obama administration has not embraced the idea, but the proposals are being talked about in Washington and legislation's been introduced. So this is likely to be a debate in the coming year whether a lot more Americans should be allowed to qualify for better interest rates. Chris Arnold, NPR News.